88 FM and a very warm welcome back to 88 FM to Mishy. Hello.
Hi, Dave.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Another one that got the memo about Valentine's Day. She's looking beautiful in her flowing red frock.
Oh, thanks, Dave. I have to, like, spread the love.
You still celebrate. How long have you been married for?
We've been married for about 4 years, but been together for 10.
Oh, so you're still practicing, you see. You're still practicing. That's why you're still doing the romantic dinner thing. I know.
Of course. That's okay. Nice.
All right. Now, Mishy is the owner of Tidal Tau. And if you're new in Ballito, we're going to tell you what Tidal Tau does.
Yeah. So basically, my background was of the ocean and beach has been my playground since I was a kid. And as I got older, I thought, you know, I still wanted to be my playground, but also I need a job. So I became a qualified nature guide and I made the beach my office. And it's been going for 11 years now. And my aim is to get people, well, even introduce people to snorkeling and help them to snorkel comfortably and actually help look after our coast and the nature. You know, we need to look after these animals. And if they can develop a hobby and understand how these animals work and do their job, that will just help us further with conservation.
Do you know, your hubby was in last week and he was telling me about all the beautiful, can we call them animals?
Yes, of course.
Fish, animals, in the pools. And I said, what about sharks? He went, yeah, little baby sharks as well. I'm going, no, you're kidding me.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
There's just a whole array, isn't there, of beautiful things to see.
It is. It's such a diversity of life. And that's what I wanted to chat to everyone about. It's, you know, today's Valentine's Day and we have to spread the love, but we also need to love our ocean. And not just today, but every day. So there's a few points I want to get through to
sure.
Everyone.
Let's do it.
So if you can, please, it's actually a must. It's not to litter. And explore and be amazed about nature. Another thing is don't touch or remove anything. And then very importantly is respect our coast for what it is. It's a home to an amazing diversity of life and it's central to our own survival. So it is something that is not to ask, but actually a must.
I took the dog to the beachfront last weekend and I was just sad when I looked at North Beach and there's bins all over the place, hundreds of them. And yet the litter on the beach was broken beer bottles and this. And that. It was just horrible. It really, really was. Made me sad. What is wrong with people?
I think people don't respect themselves. And then they actually just don't respect the environment.
We've got to improve that.
Definitely, Dave. You know, every day I drive my daughter to school. And that's just from Salt Rock to Umhlanga. And every day, I have someone in front of me who's flicking out a cigarette pipe.
Oh, I hate that.
Or I see people walking and still throwing trash on the ground. And I'm just thinking, you know, by now, people should know litter and trash is a problem.
Do you know, one day I was behind somebody and he flicked his cigarette out and landed on my windscreen.
Oh, no.
Next to the windscreen wiper. So we got to a robot. You know what I'm going to tell you. And I got out the car and I got the cigarette and I flicked it back inside his car. Are you proud of me?
I am, because today I actually felt like taking that bite, getting off my scooter and throwing it in. But then I thought, no, I'm not going to spoil my day.
No, just you've got to get over it.
The thing is, yeah.
I've got to tell you, finally, something I saw on Sky today. So it's not AI made, right? I don't know if you heard the story. An orca whale swallowed a guy on his kayak.
I saw that.
Is it true?
And then
obviously the orca whale went, oh, don't like the taste of this. and he spat the guy out. And I'm going, this must be AI generated. And apparently it's not. It's a true story.
Yes, it's true. And I've heard plenty of stories like that, to be honest.
Can I ask you, why would the orca not use him for lunch?
He clearly didn't see what it is. And the orca might have assumed it is food, but then maybe tasted it. It's not his food and spat him out.
But he came out like 100%. There was nothing wrong with him. Except he'll need counseling for the rest of his life, I would think.
Yeah, there was also a guy, a photographer, that they come through on Sardine Run. And he was just in a bad spot, and the whale, I think it was a humpback whale or something, and it also just opened its mouth to capture food, and unfortunately this guy was in the wrong spot. Oh, no. And he wasn't swallowed, but he was in like halfway in his mouth, but they can feel that.
Did he come out okay, this guy?
Yeah, I know. He had a few bruises and things, but he was.
Can you imagine the dreams, the nightmares you have for the rest of your life?
Oh, no. But guys, you must know, when you're entering the sea, you're going at your own risk.
I'd never eat fish fingers again in my whole life.
No, I don't even touch that.
All right. It's always a pleasure you've been here. You're welcome anytime. You know that.
Oh, thanks, Dave. It was a pleasure chatting to you guys. And you must have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
All right. And enjoy your week.